Night, Liberty Net, looking for early check-in. So, as I said earlier, joy to the KA-8. CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Oscar Yankee, for the Saturday Night Liberty Net on this Christmas night of 2021. Looking for check-ins for this Saturday Night Liberty Net on Christmas night 2021.
Testing 1-2. KJOY KG4ZXC.
Mr. Jesse, good evening. Good to hear you. I'm pretty sure you don't have your amplifier on yet, so KG4ZX and a Z, KAJO and a Y.
Roger, roger. Well, I may not be having it tonight. How much coming in, sir?
Well, you're not doing bad. I have a noise floor of about 8, and you're about 20 over S9. How come no amplifier?
Well, different location tonight there, Bob.
Alrighty, well, we will do our best to keep in contact with you. The band has been pretty decent. I've been down on the band a little bit lower, and it's not perfect, but it's usable.
Hey, roger, roger, we're good to go. Hey, well, I won't hold it up. I'll let you take it away and see if we have any other check-in. So, good evening, everyone on the net, and this is KG4ZXC. Stand by.
All righty, sir. Well, I see Mr. Clint jumped in from Michigan. Let me see if I can pick him up or if I have to turn an SDR on. So, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint, copy.
November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie.
November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie.
Yes, good evening, Bob, and good evening, Jesse. I won't be checking tonight. My son is getting ready to fly out of Atlanta in just a few hours, so I'm gonna visit with him for a few minutes. But I just wanted to say hello to you guys and say Merry Christmas, and I'll be listening tonight, okay?
Alrighty, I will put you in the listening mode. Tell him Merry Christmas to you, and I hope his flight is safe.
Okay, Bob, well, thank you. And Jesse, you're booming in over here at Chattanooga.
You might as well be running an amp because you sound like you are. And a big booming signal.
Coming over the mountains pretty good.
N4XYC, listen.
All right, John, thank you. N4XYC, KAJOY. Let me see if I can get Mr. Clint again. Mr. Clint, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. I've got an SDR up. You talking? Oh, great. I copy you good without the SDR. Serving you well. Are you at your home QTH or are you out and about? Well, I'm glad you're home. Welcome home and Merry Christmas. Good to hear you. Your vertical's doing a fair job. So, I've got you on the list. You are number 5.
Merry Christmas to you, too. It's good to be out here.
KCAVO. All righty, sir. Let me see who else I can find. CQ. Looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And it is Christmas night 2021.
Hey,
Endure, good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and the only current events discussion net on amateur radio now since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the Arab net, the gold Liberty thought standard. Go to libertynetradio.org. Don't go to those other domains because your eyes will be damaged from pedophilia. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I want to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me see who else I have waiting. This is KHAOI for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
KD0RSA.
Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Bob, and hope we have a happier new year.
Yes, I am hoping for a better new year.
I don't have the amplifier, how am I doing?
You're not doing bad for no amplifier. You're about 15 over S9.
I'm only running 40 amp.
Wow, you're doing a good job, sir.
Thank you much. I don't have much to say, so I'll just be sitting here listening.
All righty. Well, I'm going to open the door with an article from the Western Journal. Kind of interesting when these liberals want to do away with police, but then when something happens, they need the police themselves. So from the Western Journal, a conservative is a liberal who has been mugged, goes the old saying. Does that apply to Democrats who vote to radically reform police? Then they get carjacked? Question mark. It happened this week, twice within 24 hours. I gotta move my little cursor down here and move the article up. I'm reading this. On Wednesday afternoon, two men carjacked an Acura MDX of Democratic Pennsylvania. The great state of Pennsylvania, Jeff. Representative Mary Gay Shulman at gunpoint in South Philadelphia. The previous night, three masked individuals hijacked a black Mercedes containing Democratic Illinois State Senator Kimberly Lightfoot, and she and her husband drove in suburban Chicago. Lightfoot, a majority leader in the Illinois Senate, and Gallant in Congress, have co-sponsored bills called mental health workers instead of police to be dispatched to the scene of situation. There was no report of mental health workers involved in the capture of five suspects in Shulman's car in Delaware within hours of the carjacking. Usually, healthcare workers don't have the means to do that. But in Illinois, the statement from Lightfoot indicated trauma she underwent in the hijacking of her car. Quote, first and most, I am thankful for my husband and I were alive and physically unarmed, Lightfoot said. I'm trying to process the trauma of what happened. I want to thank everyone who has offered their love and support. She should offer her love and support for the police. Scanlon was physically unharmed, according to Lauren Cox, her communications director, after two men demanded at gunpoint that Scanlon give them her keys to her car. She thanks the Philadelphia Police Department for their swift response, Cox said in a statement on WCAU-TV. Lightfoot was an Illinois Senate co-sponsored House Bill 3653, signed into law in July, which, among other things, would eliminate cash bail. let's see. Let me go down here in the article a little further. After the carjacking, Lightfoot said to WBBM-TV, my husband and I survived it. If nothing else, I have just a new take on life. but her new take on life so far doesn't indicate any public change in her stance on crime. While saying she had been humbled being a crime victim, Lightfoot said they need to be resources focused on young men often involved in criminal activity. Apparently she needed to get an ass with it, and she had a little more thought process. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said, "I am appalled to learn of this violent crime that was perpetrated against my friend, Congresswoman Mary Gay Sholin. My thoughts are with her in what I'm sure is a traumatic time," according to Kenney. The carjackers are more evidence of the crime wave affecting Democratic-controlled major cities. We have a congresswoman from Philadelphia getting carjacked, said Anthony Gaiosana, part of a neighborhood activist watch group in Philly. "We have individuals walking the streets that are not afraid of anything, not the police, not even consequences." So both of these people are Democratic Congress people. Both of them got carjacked at gunpoint, and neither of them has come out and said, "Well, maybe we should take a look at this. This is quite a good idea." How stubborn. As I said, I guess they needed to get an ass whipping, and they would have thought more about their actions. So with that, I'm going to close this window. Let me go over here and click on this, and go over here and click on this, and let me see who else I have before I start my list. This is KAHJOY. Merry Christmas, 2021. Use the Q. Mr. Gary in New Jersey, you're sounding really good, sir.
Yeah, the sound is quite quiet right now.
That is a good thing. Alrighty, I got you on the list, you're number 7. Let me see if I can grab anybody else and then I'll start the list. CQCQ, this is KJY.
W2GIO,
Mr. Frank, Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar, good evening. It is the season, and we know the reason for the season, because of our Lord.
Oh, yeah. Roger, roger.
All righty, I'm going to kick this off, and first I'm going to go to Mr. Jim, Kilo Charlie 3. Protect the Constitution. Mr. Tim, good evening, welcome. What do you have to open?
Good evening, KAJOY, Bob, and the rest of the group. This is Tim, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Interesting article you opened up with Bob as being a native Philadelphian. My take on this one is if any of these people that have fought for defunding the police, getting rid of the police, defaming the police, or anything negative against the police, when they need the police, I'm sorry. I mean, let's give it to them. We give them what they want. It's too late to go, "Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we got this. We didn't think this out right." They don't deserve the protection of the police. They're on their own, as far as I'm concerned. I know it's not the very, I guess, Christian thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. It's not turning the other cheek. It's not what Jesus would do. But man, they got to learn a lesson somehow, and they just keep walking all over us. And there's just a point where I think we got to start giving them a taste of their own medicine. Just give them what they ask for. They don't want police. Let them find their own ways to go ahead and get a resolution to their situation. The other thing I had is I was listening to 40 Meters a couple days ago, and there was a guy pontificating there about vaccines and the virus, and everybody has their own opinion on it, but he said something to me that kind of struck me funny, because I don't know if he really thought it all the way through. First of all, I'm of the belief that if the vaccine is right for you and you feel that that's what you want to do, get the vaccine. I don't think it's right for me, so I'm not going to get one because I don't believe it's a vaccine. It doesn't contain any portion of the virus, as what's required for it to be a vaccine. But aside from the fact, what he was saying was that to be socially responsible, everyone has to get the vaccine, because getting the vaccine is what kills the virus. And once everybody's vaccinated, it'll go away. And I didn't get a chance to jump in and ask him one question. And that would have been, if that's the case, why do we have to get a flu shot every year? So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I don't think he really thought that out. A lot of my family members got the shot. They seem fine. But for me, I'm going to roll the dice and let my body do its thing and go that way. And another person I was talking to, who's a pro-mandate guy, a left-wing guy. I don't like to call them liberals. I call them left-wing, because I consider myself liberal in a sense that I'm open to other ideas and other thoughts, and to openly discuss things without getting mad at somebody who doesn't believe what I believe. You know, that's the fact. If you don't believe what they believe, they get mad at you, and you're not their friend. But what he was saying about the his argument he was making was this, though, he was like, you know, I don't like things being mandated. He said, well, you know, he said, I don't like having to drive on the right side of the road, or I don't like having to, what was the other example he used? Anyway, he's bringing up these different laws that we have to protect the people. And I said then, I said, the difference is you're bringing up things that were laws put in place by the people, in agreement of the people. None of the examples he was giving were mandated by one person who wanted you to do it his way. And that's what I'm against. I'm against the mandate. Like I said, once that vaccine comes out and it's approved, I think the Pfizer's was approved, I may change my point of view. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But, you know, medicines for animals go through restrictive testing, and this one did. So I'd like to see a little more testing before I take the plunge, so to speak. Anyway, with that being said, from the city of brotherly love, well, 2 miles west of it anyway, I was lucky enough to get out of the city. This is KC3, Papa Tango Charlie, protect the Constitution, back to net control.
Roger, roger. And any virus that shares with other species besides humans does not go away. Henceforth, we had the bird flu, the swine flu, we've had all kinds of flu. You're right. If it's going to go away, then why do they give us a flu shot? Why are there variants? They don't have the answer. And I agree with you. The mandate is a problem. If you want it, God bless you, get it. But the mandate is where the problem lies. And there is a Pfizer shot that is approved, but not the one that we are currently getting. The one that they've allegedly approved is not available to the public yet. So there's a deception there. All right, sir, thank you for protecting the Constitution. Let me jump down to the Mr. Jesse with no amplifier. KG4, ZX Tennessee. Good evening, Jesse. Merry Christmas, KJY.
Hey, very good. Merry Christmas, Bob. KHJY and Saturday Night Liberty Net. Yeah, we're no amplifier tonight because we're at the KM4 YMB station tonight. So, yep, this is KG4ZXE out of the West Front State of Pennsylvania, down here in the Carolinas.
Yep, that's right.
Spending Christmas down here, Bob. Anyway, how was coming in before I go too long on anything?
You're doing a good job today. My noise floor is 8, and you're at 20 over F9.
Okay, well, very good. I hope everybody else out there then has a very Merry Christmas, and thank you, Bob. And thank KU4YMB, that's Mr. Brett, down here. Let me use this station tonight.
Well, let's see. I really didn't prepare for a whole lot tonight.
All I know is everybody down here in the South did not wear masks. They're going against the grain. They don't give a rat. Well, anyway, it's funny how different environments from Pennsylvania. Everybody still wearing diapers on the face where I come out here, and nobody gives a rat. Well, anyway, you get the point.
But anyway, good to hear everybody in there so far tonight. A little bit light. This station is not set up quite the same as mine, so it's going to be a little bit lighter than normal. Hopefully we'll make do. I should be down here for the next 2 weeks. But anyway, Bob, I don't have anything further I want to add right at the moment, but you can check in the owner of this thing in this listening mode if you like.
Jesse, appreciate you for your open comments. Glad you're with us. I'm familiar with KG4ZX in the sea. I'm going to say howdy howdy to John. November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. His son's going to take a plane out of town, so he's going to visit with him, so he's in the monitoring mode. So I'm going to pass by, wave a hand, and next is going to be Mr. Clint in Elton Rapids, Michigan. KG8, Echo, Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint, again, Merry Christmas. What do you have to open the door?
Well, Robert, all can hear me just fine. It sounds like the band dropped down a little bit, so I hope everyone can hear me just fine here. I got an article here. I saw it last week on Gateway Pundit, but now I just looked it up again. It's on news. This one here says refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, and these are what the documents show. And it's a lengthy article. I read through this thing mostly, but at one point here, about halfway through, it says that the buffer does not, if they talk about a buffer to protect the government. It works by the way this article is written, that governments create a buffer to provide protection to the drug manufacturers, so they can't be held liable if there's any problems, right, from these supposed jabs, right? So they call that a buffer. And it says that the buffer does not have any mechanism to offer compensation. There's an organization called GAVI, which operates COVAX, which is a World Health Organization, says that when the stockpile can only be made if vaccine makers accept liability. And so now these vaccine makers are not wanting migrants or illegal immigrants, anyone who's not bound by a country government, they're not allowed to take a shot because now the drug companies are no longer protected. What can I say, guys? You're taking a shot that they don't want the illegals to take them because they can't, you know, they can sue them. They can sue the drug manufacturers. But they want their kind of money, not us. And only we can't sue them. Well, you know, I would do something else. You can't sue them, but law-minded citizen comes to mind if I had a problem. I just think it's pathetic when they try to tell us, Robert, that we have to take this. We have to. And if you don't, we look at what's going on with the trucking industry. Now, Biden is trying to tell all truckers in the country, you have to have the vaccine. The Trucker Association actually went to Biden, I read this earlier today, asking him to, you know, step away. Please pull away from that, trying to mandate this, and he's denied that. He is denying them that. He is still going to force this mandate on them. But yet, in a press hearing he had last week, one of the reporters specifically asked him, do you think this is going to affect our shipping crisis, our supply crisis that we're currently having in the country? And he says, no, I don't believe it will. But yet he's going to sit here and mandate that they have to take it. Of course it's going to cause a problem. These people are not going to do their job. They're not going to be allowed to do their job because Biden is going against the Nuremberg Code, international law, and the Constitution. And he's guilty of treason, and he should be held accountable for it. Telling people they got to take a jab to do this, it's just pathetic. I saw a meme, I'll try to see if I can find it. I saw it earlier, it was kind of funny, Linus and a four character from New Peak, Lucy. And I
I had to listen to you on an STR since the band did get a little bit long or dropped out, but I did copy all of you on the STR. And right, the immigrants, the illegals, they don't get the jab because they can sue the U.S. government, but they want you and I to take it because we have no provisions to sue the U.S. government for the Fauci outbreak. Pretty sad, pretty sad. All righty, Mr. Clint, thank you, KCHR. Down to Mr. Moe, out in the great state of Nebraska. Mr. Moe, it was 53 here today, and now we're down to 36. What you got out there in Nebraska? KD0RSA, KAHAOY.
KD0RSA, Moe out here in Nebraska. I don't know how high it got today. It's up in the 50s. We're still holding 48 here. 44 traction, and 30% humidity, and 3 mile an hour wind. Well, it was out of the northeast the first thing this morning. It went to the north, and then it went to the west. So it stayed with the west wind. It stayed pretty warm here today. And a few clouds, but nothing serious. KD0 is the back mob over.
Alrighty, Mr. Moe, thank you, good to hear you. Mr. Russell, I've got you in net logger. So with that, let me go down to Mr. Gary, I'm there with KD0RSA, and I'll jump down to JAX. Whiskey 2, Whiskey Bravo 2, Julian Alpha X-ray. Mr. Gary, again, Merry Christmas to you, and what do you have?
Okay, Bob, thanks. Oh boy, that's positive. KAHJOY, WP2, Julius, and an Alpha and an X-ray. How do you copy me, Bob? I got everybody quite light.
Again, my noise floor is an SH, and I see you just a little bit above Jesse. You're about a 21, 22 over
F9. Okay, I heard Mo out there, and most everybody else. But anyway, I got a couple things. The government in this country, you are abiding by the contract. You sign for your license, your car license. You're under the contract. The illegals come in. I witnessed this in our municipal court. The illegal comes in, drives the vehicle. In this case, there was two of them in the municipal about 3 years ago or so. And the owner of the vehicle was sent in front of a judge, and he said, you are fined $100, $25 for the flower club in town. So his fine was $125, and he didn't speak a word. The judge asked the owner of the vehicle, you are fined for letting an illegal drive the $125. The illegal didn't sign any contract with this country, so he got off scot-free. And the judge mentioned to the illegal, you can't get a license for 6 months, even though you didn't even have a license. That's number one. Number two, today was documentary day, yesterday also. A lot of documentaries on Snowden, was on Democracy Now. But this one here was on our city. Just on Kaiser Report, we are a warehouse country right now. We make nothing. I repeat, we make nothing. We are supposed to be building a chip
etc. on and on. We don't even have that thing started. And it won't get completed for probably estimated 2 to 3 years. We are the warehouse capital of the world. Anyway, that's what I got for you right now.
Well, thank you, Gary, and I have to tell you, I had a similar situation. I had an illegal that was in this country. He was driving a motor vehicle on 77. He crashed, and the person who owned the vehicle, the company that he was working for, said, oh, I didn't know he was going to drive that car today, so I should have reported stolen. So the car was severely damaged, and I wrote him a ticket for driving without a license, and he's never gone to court. In fact, I retired before it's gone to court, and the ticket was actually nullified or voided by the court, saying that he never entered a contract by signing for a driver's license, so he was not eligible to be cited. So I personally had the same experience. Over.
Roger. Yes, Bob. It's a shame we have sunk this low to this country where citizens are pulling through the nose. I could say another thing was pulling through, but the nose is what we're pulling through. And I think right now we're going to have some kind of revolution.
Right, and we're not doing anything to them, but we still have the January 6th people in solitary confinement, and they're American citizens. It is so sad. Thank you, Gary, WB2JAXKJOI. Down to Mr. Frank. You were a little light from Fishkill, so hopefully I got a good, decent enough copy on you. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, Mr. Frank, and to you. Merry Christmas, and what do you have for your opening statement? Gentleman that lives close to me and sometimes gets on this band, he does not have the Fauci Alchi. He got the virus. He was sick for a day. He had the sniffles for about 3 or 4 more days. He's feeling better, except that he's still missing the taste of food. However, his wife has the 2 Fauci Alchis and the booster. And that poor girl is as sick as a dog. So where was the advantage? There wasn't one. So thank you, Frank. W2GIOKJOI. Bottom of my list is Mr. Russ. It's a pleasure to see you check in. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, Merry Christmas. What do you have for your opening thoughts? Over.
Okay, Mr. Robert, KAHJOY from KK4WX. Let me see if I got this
Got all the meters swinging in the right direction. They all looking pretty good. So, okay, how are you copying
tonight there, Robert? Over.
Roger, the hottest station tonight. You're 30 over F9.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Sounds like I might be able to make a little bit of a
few people hear me then.
Good deal.
Yeah, I wanted to start out by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody had a good one. And then I'm going to start on something that I heard, trying to think of where I heard this, where I heard about this a news resource. But any of you people that want to look it up, I would highly recommend it. They have really begun to uncover this shenanigans that's been going on that January 6th, the so-called insurrection. And there's a lot more to this than what meets the eye, I'll tell you. This thing looks like it was contrived. By who or what, I don't know, but I suspect there's somewhere down the line, maybe some feds is involved. I don't know. But the source of this news is called revolver.news, just like the revolver handgun. It's spelled the same way, R-E-V-O-L-V-E-R, revolver.news. And then you can go to the website from there, and there's several different articles and things and stories that you can click on and go from there. But the one that really drew my attention, and the one that I was watched on, it may have been Lindell TV, or it may have been InfoWars, I'm just not sure. But the article goes and says, meet Ray Epps, the Fed protected provocateur who appears to have led the very first January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. So this guy named Ray Epps, they've got all kind of video and footage and everything else on. They even know where he's located. The FBI put him on their most wanted list. And then all of a sudden, people started finding him and locating him and telling them where he was at. And then all of a sudden, mysteriously, when they reported where his location was in Arizona, he just all of a sudden disappeared off of the most wanted list. Now, everybody else that was on that most wanted list, they remained on the most wanted list, but if they were captured or whatever, then all of a sudden they would put the words across their picture and say, captured. But this guy, Ray Epps, he just all of a sudden disappeared. Now, what's really weird is if you look at the video and all this, you start to see some of his accomplices or his cohorts or whatever, they've got little earpieces in their ears, like, you know, we're talking about radio devices that evidently somebody's talking with somebody. So here I'm going to play just a little bit of a short interaction with a Representative Massey, with Attorney General Garland. Now he's drilling him on about this deal on this guy. So I want you to listen to this. This was taken live now on Capitol Hill. So let me see how it sounds on here. This is KK4WX.
There's a concern that there were agents of the government or assets of the government present on January 5th and January 6th during the protests. And I've got some pictures that I want to show you if the my staff could bring those to you.
That's illegal broadcasting.
Okay.
Illegal broadcast.
Looks like this source of my audio here is trying to break up on me.
You have those images there, and they're captioned. They were from January 5th to January 6th. As far as we can determine, the individual who was saying he'll probably go to jail, he'll probably be arrested, but he wants but they need to go into the Capitol the next day, is then the next day directing people to the Capitol. And as far as we can find, this individual has not been charged with anything. Said this was one of the most sweeping investigations in history. Have you seen that video or the frames from that video?
So as I said at the outset, one of the norms of the Justice Department is to not comment on impending investigations.
So there you go. A.G. Garland just said he is not going to comment on pending investigations. Looks like my source of...
particularly not to comment about particular scenes or particular individuals.
Okay, I was hoping today to give you an opportunity to put to rest the concerns that people have. That there were federal agents or assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents...
Anyway, I'm gonna have to end this thing because it just seems like it won't follow through and do what it's supposed to do. But I think you get the gist of it. If you can go to Revolver News and Revolver.News, and you can find this as well as all of the write-up on this, and it's quite lengthy. And there's also a part two. There's a lot going on January 6th, that, or even January 5th, the day before, that just hadn't been brought out in the regular news media, and I think hopefully we'll get it all uncovered and find out what's going on. But it looks to me like there could have been, as this congressman said, there could have been obviously... maybe even federal assets. When he's saying federal assets, I don't know, is that the FBI, is that the CIA, is that the Justice Department in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion? I don't know. But it looks like we need to get to the bottom of it. And the whole thing just seems a little odd to me. Even President Trump, I believe, tried to get them to, he offered them help. Maybe even a National Guard. I don't know. That's what I've been told before, but Nancy Pelosi wouldn't even call the whole Capitol Police out or anything, so something's just not quite right. And then we got the Capitol Police that are encouraging these so-called insurrection people to enter the Capitol building. And then this Ashley Babbitt, of course, she gets shot and basically murdered, and we don't really have any kind of good information on that. I mean, what in the world provoked that policeman to pull his sidearm and fatally shoot Ashley Babbitt? I mean, what kind of threat was she? It all seems a little strange. So back there to you. Robert, KA8JOY from KK4WXOY.
Well, Russ, you bring up a couple good points, and Greg Kelly on Newsmax touches on them often. And one is that gentleman that's yelling, I'm probably going to go to jail, but tomorrow we need to enter the Capitol. He's a tall, white male with a red mega hat and I think a brown or tan jacket. Nowhere is he named or arrested. The other suspect that could be part of the FBI or CIA is a black male with a blue hoodie, and he's standing in the crowd looking the opposite direction of all the goings on, and then that same black male with a mask shows up in the Capitol while there's three Capitol police officers guarding those doors where Ashley Babbitt was. He's just kind of roaming around, not doing much, and then those three officers tap each other, walk away. The person just starts pushing on the door. That black male with that little blue hoodie, he's still kind of just standing there, looking around, but he walks away from where Ashley was to towards another part of the door, and then Lieutenant Bird steps out and shoots Ashley Babbitt. So, and nowhere have they named him. So you've got to believe that there was some federal assets that were stirring the pot, and now they want to pretend they're not there. Over.
Roger. Obviously, that's the case, Robert. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, and I really haven't studied it this much, but until I've run across this article here with revolver.news, and man, they have really uncovered some stuff. They've actually got a video, if you can believe this. A matter of fact, I was told that Tucker Carlson of Fox News was doing a lot of work on it and was uncovering a lot. Now, I haven't watched Fox News for quite some time now because, frankly, I was kind of disgusted with the way Fox handled the last election and all that, especially with that goofball that they got that performed the presidential debates and all. I think that was just terrible, the way they treated Trump and the way they just really looked out for him and just hit softball questions and everything to Biden. But having said all that, Tucker Carlson supposedly has done a lot of good work on this also. But they've got video, and I've seen it, and it was played where this this Ray Epps guy was actually telling one another guy there that he said something about don't do this or don't go there and watch out because we don't want to get shot. He used that word. We don't want to get shot or whatever. So they must have known something was going to happen. I just don't know. It just seems awful premeditated or something, or like they know a lot about what was going on, and the encouragement that they were doing, trying to get the crowd all stirred up and trying to get them to go towards the Capitol. And all of this, if you can believe this, was going on before Trump had ever even ended his speech. He was still speaking. But this Ray Epps guy and all had already started encouraging people to go to the Capitol and to overrun the fences and all this and that, and move the crowd gates and all that, and get them out, pull them out of the way so the crowd could go into the Capitol. I mean, something was going on here, Robert, and it stinks to where. KAHJOY from KK4WX.
Roger, Roger. It does stink. That is a true statement. So thank you, Russ. Good opening. KK4WX, KJOY. I'm at the bottom of my list. Let me see if I have anybody waiting to check in. This is KAHJOY with the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard. I have an article from Epic Times. I'll start it and then I'll finish it on my third round. Why is the left suddenly worried about the end of democracy? This is by Victor Davis Hanson. What is behind recent pessimistic appraisals of democracy's future from Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, Brian Williams, and other elite intellectuals, media personalities, and politicians on the left? Some are warning that this is possible erosion in 2024. Others predict democracy's downturn as early as 2022, with scary scenarios of autocracy and the Trump coup. To answer this question, understand first that isn't behind this shrill focuses. They are not worried about the 2 million foreign nationals crashing the border in a single year without vaccinations during a pandemic. Yet it seems insurrectionary of the government simply to nullify its own immigration laws. They are not worried, now they're talking about the Dems, they are not worried about some 800 foreign nationals, some residing illegally, will now vote in New York City elections. They are not worried that there are formal efforts underway to dismantle the U.S. Constitution by junking the 233-year-old Electoral College or the permanence of the states to establish ballot laws in national elections. They are not worried that we are witnessing an unprecedented left-wing effort to scrap the 180-year-old filibuster, the 150-year-old nine-person Supreme Court, and the 60-year tradition of 50 states for naked political advantage. They are not worried that the Senate that this year put on trial an impeached ex-president and private citizen without the Chief Justice in attendance, without a special prosecutor or witnesses, and without a formal commission report of presidential high crimes and misdemeanors. They are not worried that the FBI, Justice Department, CIA, Hillary Clinton, and members of the Obama administration systematically sought to use the U.S. government agencies to sabotage their presidential campaign, transition, and presidency via the use of foreign, national, and ex-spy Christopher Steele and his the Russian resources in the deception. They are not worried that the Pentagon suddenly has lost the majority support of the American people. Top current and retired officers have flagrantly violated the chain of command, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and without data or evidence have announced a hunt in the ranks for anyone suspected of white rage or white supremacy. They are not worried that in 2020, a record 64% of the electorate didn't cast their ballots on Election Day. Nor are they worried that the usual rejection rate in most states of non-Election Day ballots plunged, even as an unprecedented 101 million ballots were cast by mail in early voting. And they are currently not worried that partisan billionaires of Silicon Valley poured over $400 million into selected precincts in swing states to help public agencies conduct the election. What, then, is behind the new left-wing hysteria about the supposed looming end of democracy? It's quite simple. The left expects to lose power over the next 2 years, both because of the way it gained and used it, and because of its radical top-down agendas that never had any public support. After gaining control of both houses of the Congress and the presidency with an oblivious media and the support of Wall Street, Silicon Valley, higher education, popular culture, and entertainment, let me flip the page here, and the professional sports, the left has managed in just 11 months to alienate a majority of the voters. The nation has been racked by unprecedented crime and non-enforcement of the borders. Leftist district attorneys either won't indict criminals or let them out the jail or both. Illegal immigrants and inflation are soaring. Deliberate cuts in gas and oil production have helped spike fuel prices. I'll stop there and I'll catch the rest of it on the other side. With that being said, let me jump down to Mr. Tim. KC3, protect the Constitution. Mr. Tim, what do you have for round number two?
Well, what a great, great net tonight, Bob. Thanks for hosting and thanks for having me. If I didn't say it, Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year. I wanted to touch on something about the, I guess it's about the corporate tax year, actually, I wonder. There's a couple of medications out there. I don't know if anybody knows this, but Remdesivir is a Donald Rumsfeld company. Donald Rumsfeld is on the board of directors there, and a lot of the people right now that are in our government calling for the use of Remdesivir, I can't say that, are shareholders in that company. So I'm in a little bit of a conflict of interest. So they're poo-pooing away an effective proven medication that costs about $2 a dose in favor of one that's mostly untested and costs about $2,000 a dose. So if anybody there doesn't see the conflict of interest, there's a reason why they're not letting that information out about the Rumsfeld connection. I was never a Rumsfeld fan. I think he was part of the swamp, if you ask me, as was Mitch McConnell. And it's amazing how when McCain passed away, Mitch McConnell kind of changed his tune a little bit. But you can see the facts, right? So something that, if you're not familiar with it, I urge everybody to look into the Rumsfeld connection to Remdesivir. I can't say the word anymore. But I think everybody knows the medication I'm talking about. The Fauci Ouchie, I like that. I got to remember that one. But that's about all I got. I'm really enjoying listening tonight, so I'm going to send it back to you, Bob, and KC3, Protected by Institution.
All righty, sir. Well, I've ordered ivermectin twice, once in August and once in November, and all I've gotten in response to the companies that I've ordered it from is that it's being held up by the United States Postal Service. Gee, I wonder who is behind that. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Tim. KC3PTC. Let me jump down to Mr. Jesse. KC4CXNC on your 100-watt station that's doing a decent job. Mr. Jesse, what do you got for round number two?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone on the Liberty Net. Merry Christmas to all, first. Good to have everybody in there, and thanks for hosting me tonight, Bob.
Let's see, how'd you copy me first? You still are about at 20 over S9.
Okay, well, very good. Then I'll continue. Well, there's not a whole lot going on that I can really justify speaking about. I've got one article pulled up in front of me, but I thought I'd just reiterate on a couple of things. You know, when I got sick with this dang virus, and it got me and my wife, and when doctors failed me miserably, they did not do one darn thing for me and my wife. They ignored us like we were the plague to begin with, and they would not attempt to save any one of us. Tractor the supply thing, because they handed the horse over mice, and then we took it and we got it. And God bless the United States for a lot of things, and that was one of them. The federal government is out of control, Bob, and we're in deep duty. And it's showing every day in news articles across the world. The Let's Go Brandon chant is intriguing just as much. And you know what? They're all pissed off at us because we're still having a Merry Christmas under all things pending on us. So, you know, here's to you, Dick State. Let's go, Brandon. Oh, that's amazing. Anyway, I want to bring this one article up about the election. Change gears briefly, Bob. And it's about the lawsuit that reveals election fraud in Polk County, Georgia. Happening all over the place. The mainstream media does not exist. They're AWOL. They don't report on anything unless it's propaganda put out by the big machine. So, you know, Bob, it's just going to keep escalating. It's going to get worse until people say enough is enough. And, hey, it's been too quiet, way too long, Bob. And I'm thinking that something is about to happen between now and New Year's.
and I don't want to be a doom and gloom, but people, keep your guard up. Stay vigilant, stay on top of things. Who knows what's coming next. Hey, this is KP4 ZCC broadcasting from South Carolina at the KM4YMB station on the Saturday night listening net here on Christmas Day. And thank you again for that mod. Back to you, KKOY.
All right, Jesse, one of my co-workers in the department sent me a text message, and it's Santa in a sleigh, and he's pulling on the reins, and the bells are jingling, and he goes, Merry Christmas! And as the sleigh passes, on the back of it says, F Joe Biden!
Now that's awesome.
That's the way it should be. All righty, Jesse, KT4, ZX in the C. Thank you, sir. I'm going to again wave a hand to John. November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. Mr. John, I'm assuming you're still listening, so I appreciate it. Let's see. Mr. Clint put in there, and those looking for info in physicians, doctors, nurses, etc., who aren't pushing the jab, here is a good article. I'll have to click on that. Let me go down to Mr. Clint, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, I hope you come in better than the last time. What do you have for round number two?
Robert, I think it might be sounding a little better. You've actually picked up a little bit, but started to drop off a little bit there. But, you know, I want to go over this issue here about the election fraud and a couple other things that might be mentioned. From what other people have talked about, a lot of the stuff, I can't remember who it was and exactly what it was, but he was going through a list of stuff, all the corruption and all the treasonous and fraud that has been going on with our government. And I'm just so frustrated, Robert, because I don't understand with all that we know is wrong. It's wrong, and it's proven, and we have evidence of it, and no one is being held accountable. Here we go, right? So I sent you guys a couple of these links here. One of them is from the Gateway Pundit. Now, there's two Fulton counties, so nobody, I don't want people to get confused there. This one here is Fulton County, Georgia. And this is from the Gateway Pundit, exclusive smoking gun lawsuit revealed. Fulton County 2020 absentee ballot results were physically impossible and files were modified. And they presented, and you can read this article, and basically whenever they scan all your ballots and everything, they have digital copies of it. And the device that they use to just a second or a minute, but they have like 40 pages under the time that normally would take to do it, and then within 2 seconds they've got another 8 pages. It's real evident that there was fraud and files were manipulated, and because of this, now they're actually saying that in this lawsuit that it revealed it, and let's see here. I believe now that even more fire for what they're trying to do in Georgia with this election fraud. All right, now also in Pennsylvania, there's a Fulton County. And this article here reads, court rules against Democrat state leaders. They will now allow inspection of the Fulton County, Pennsylvania, Dominion voting machines. Now they're going to allow it. The Democrats of Pennsylvania have lost another one after a judge ruled that Attorney General Josh Shapiro and the Secretary of State, Veronica, I might have tried to say her last name, have no right to tell Fulton County, Pennsylvania, that they cannot have the voting machines they paid for tested to see if they're working correctly. So that is actually now Pennsylvania, Fulton County, Pennsylvania, has now been given the okay from the judge there to actually go through and audit the machines. Pardon me. Robert,
I get so frustrated. You know, two stations, two operators ago, I think is what it was, or maybe four. I'm reading over these articles, so I can't remember exactly who it was that brought this up. But I don't get it. It is very blatant. It's arrogant. It's arrogantly and baldy blatant. All the fraud and corruption. Like, for instance, we gotta say, we gotta watch what we say here on the radio. You know why? Because I know someone very close to me that is involved with the government. And I've been specifically told, watch what you say, they're listening. I know they're listening. They're listening to us. We have to watch what we say. They'll come after us. They'll come after soccer moms. What a bunch of tough boys, huh? They go after soccer moms? If that happened here, I would go to the school board meeting to defend, and if I had to when I was younger, man, I had a full of respect, Robert, for the FBI, the CIA. But now that the stuff I'm reading about them, they are a bunch of snot-nosed, pompous, arrogant, self-righteous brats. Now, maybe not all of them, but most of them. And they go after the just people. They go after the right people. They go after the innocent people. They go after the weak people and the easy-to-pick people. They don't go after the corruption. That's what they're supposed to do. This is really obvious what happened with this election. It's really obvious with all the fraud that's going on within a federal government, in a state and local government. But they don't do nothing about it. That is bad. They want to go for money. And just so discouraged in the way they work anymore today. They always think honor, integrity, and character, and courage. And then you see stuff like this, and you read it all the time, it gets you to where you have no respect for them. You lose hope in them. You think they're supposed to be the good guys, the superheroes, when you actually find out they're the villains. And, you know, I know you, with your history of the military, I was hoping you might be able to shed some light on it. I cannot, for the best anything I've ever come up with, I cannot figure out
hertz low is the way I got it figured, Robert. KK4WX.
Say that again, Mr. Russ?
Yeah, I measured him about 200 hertz low. 200 hertz low. Over.
I got it fixed now. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clint. I'm telling you, it's amazing that Hillary's not an handcuff. Look at all the stuff from Biden's kids, from Hunter's laptop, and the different things he's involved in with the communist Party, Chinese Communist Party. Yep, they're all crooked. They're all part of that New World Order. And we need to have someone like Donald Trump, if not Donald Trump, back in again to try to put a stop to this. All righty, Mr. Clint, I will sign with you, KC8EHR. I'm going to jump down to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, KAHJOY.
KAHJOY, KD0RSA. Thank you, Bob, for picking me up. Did you say you can't get biker stuff over?
I ordered ivermectin from two different places, one in August and one in November, and both of them are held up by the U.S. Post Office. They will not, I don't know where they're held up, but I know they're held up. That's all that they'll tell me.
If you want some that it's in a salve form, I can send you some in a salve form over.
Well, I don't have the illness. I was just getting prepared, and I do understand that Tractor Supply, it's available. So I might have to make a trip over there and grab some that way, because I ordered the tablets, and they are holding them up.
Roger, roger. You go to Tractor Supply, you can buy it for $7. It'll be six doses and $7 over.
Well, I will look for it. Anything else you got, Mr. Moe?
Come again?
I said I will look for that. Anything else you have for this turn?
Not at this time. That's what people out here are using, and I went and got some the other day just to have it along. It's $7 in a box, or a box of it is $7. There's a syringe in there, and there'd be six doses. I don't know what you weigh. I'm just guessing 180 pounds. I would say there are six doses in that syringe, over.
All righty. Well, I will look into that. Fortunately, I have a nurse practitioner for a daughter, so she can help me. But I'm doing fine. I keep track of my immune system by prebiotics and probiotics and zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D. So, knock on wood, I have been defeating. I know I've been up against COVID three times. Three different people have been face to face with me, and thank the dear Lord, I have not gotten it.
Roger, roger. That salve you got, you put it under your armpit. It has to stay there for 24 hours, over.
Oh, cool. Thank you for the advice. I appreciate it. I will clear with you, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, KHOY. I'm going to jump down to Mr. Gary in New Jersey, Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-Ray. Mr. Gary, what did you bring to us for round number two?
Okay, Bob, I'd appreciate a little, my frequency or my little lower, a little high, because my house is not active.
Well, I gotta tell you, Gary, from here, you are sounding like you are on frequency to me in Ohio.
Okay, good. I only have a couple of things. Transmission, so I know it was quite interesting, but I'm not sure. One thing, that Spanish woman who was with the California Rep, his name passed him, I can't remember his name, but Spanish, the whore, the spy whore that he was peddling, she was allowed to go back to China. Isn't that nice? You know, we got stuffy spies. We didn't get nothing out of that. Maybe a trade for about 30 or 40 people in your China. Anyway, that's a very pissed thing.
I got a line of people down here. I'm running into the group town. The line is like a straight all the way through up almost the one red light. They're tested. There are a lot of rounds of people that tested if you don't have any symptoms. They're a bunch of idiots. Anyway, the other thing I got is a family member this afternoon. We went over my daughter's house. He had gone to the hospital for a procedure, and a doctor opened the door and poked his head in, and my family member said, are you in my network? And he said, well, get the hell out of here. Well, he did get the hell out of there, and $50,000 for under a building saying, I'm about to sell this stuff. This is a crazy medical system. A bunch of thieves, they don't give you any real service anyway. Other thing there, 8 billion left behind in Afghanistan. The Pentagon now beats the drum over Ukraine, Taiwan, and we have a supersonic jet from China, four times the speed of sound, I think that's what the report was. So we're so behind China, and to jump over there, how much we proceeded to take over the tech of the world, and we can't do shittily squat. Right now, I'm just going to send it back to you by KAJOYWB2JAX.
Roger, roger. We need to get going because we don't want to be behind the eight ball. China is definitely beating their drums. You're right. WB2JAX, KAJOY. I think Mr. Frank might have cleared, but I'm going to reach out anyhow. Whiskey 2, Gulf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, are you still with us? No, Mr. Frank must have cleared, so I will show him checked out on NetLogger. That takes me down to Mr. Rush. KK4WX, Mr. Rush, thanks for giving us that input on the frequency that Clint was off, and let me pass it to you for round number two.
Okay, Robert, KAJOY and the Liberty Net, this is KK4WX in Southern Georgia. Let's see here. I'm going to continue on with this little, it ain't no little article, it's quite sizable, big article, really. But I'm going to continue on and read some of it. And, I mean, it's really an eye-opener. If you haven't looked into this so-called January 6th, insurrection, that's what the goomballs are calling it, and all the AB alphabet soup news media. This is what Revolver News is part. I'm reading on down now, and it says there is a good reason why AG, that's Attorney General Garmin, ran from Massey's question faster than he could find words, and why he couldn't even keep an eye contact as he was dodging Massey's gaze. This is after months of research, Revolver's investigative reporting team can now reveal that Ray Epp appears to be among the primary orchestrators of the very first breach of the Capitol's police barricade at 12:50 p.m. on January 6th. It says Epp appears to have led the, quote, breach team, unquote, that committed the very first illegal acts on that fateful day. What's more is Epp and his breach team did all their dirty work with 20 minutes still remaining in President Trump's National Mall speech, and with the vast majority of Trump supporters still 30 minutes away from the Capitol. How about that, guys? It says, secondly, Revolver
also determined and will prove below that the FBI stealthily removed Ray Epps from his Capital Violence Most Wanted list on July 4th, just one day after Revolver exposed the inexplicable and puzzle from FBI protection of known Epps associate and oath keeper leader Stuart Rose. July 1st was also just one day after separate New York Times reports amplified a glaring, falsifiable lie about Epps' role in the events of January 6th. It says, lastly, Ray Epps appears to have worked alongside several individuals, many of them suspiciously unindicted, to carry out a breach of the police barricades that induced a subsequent flood of unsuspecting MAGA protesters to unwittingly trespass on Capitol restricted ground and place themselves in legal jeopardy. Well, this article goes on and on and on, and I won't go into reading it, but all of it, but we just don't have that kind of amount of time, and quite frankly, I don't have that kind of voice. Ever since I had this China virus, caught this China virus, my voice doesn't last but just a short while, because the longer I talk, I start having my voice get kind of raspy and starts breaking up and all this, so I don't know, but it's obvious this thing has been going on, and that's what's made my voice sound the way it does. I used to have a fairly decent sounding voice for a South Georgia redneck, I guess you could call me, but now I've got this raspy sounding voice that when I start talking for very long periods of time, it really starts breaking up and I get to start losing my voice. So with that, Robert, I'll turn it back to you, and I hope you copied that okay. K-A-8-J-O-Y from KK4WX, Southern Georgia. Over.
Yes, I did, Russ. You came in good. Your radio is serving you well. KK4WX, K-A-8-J-O-Y. I'm at the bottom of the list. Before I finish my article, let me see if I have any late check-ins for the Saturday night Real Liberty Net.
Dan 4, ROT's in the listening mode tonight, guys. We're enjoying the net. Appreciate you running it there, Bob, and good to hear Jesse and everyone in there. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone, and for all of you.
Roger, roger, Larry. Well, you're on some different radio. Your signal is great, but you definitely have more bass to your voice, and for ROQKJY.
Yep, I'm on a different one tonight, so thanks for telling me. I'm just glad to be able to get out tonight, and so enjoy it, guys. Everyone's sounding good down here in Tennessee there. So y'all take care, and then we'll be listening in. And for ROT.
All righty, Larry. Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for joining us. With that, I'm going to finish the article from the Epic Times. The title of the article is Why is the Left Suddenly Worried About the End of Democracy? So I left off where it said illegal immigration and inflation are soaring. Deliberate cuts in gas and oil production have helped spike fuel prices. In bold letters, the people are just worn out by leftist hysteria, but also weary of how the left gains power and administers it. All this bad news is on the top of the Afghanistan disaster, worsening racial relationships, and the enfeebled president, Sippy Cup Joe. Democrats are running 10 points behind the Republicans in generic polls, with the midterms less than a year away. They could not be soon enough. Joe Biden's negative run between 50 and 57% in Donald's own former underwater territory. Less than a third of the country wants Biden to run for re-election in many head-to-head polls. Trump now defeats Biden. In other words, leftist elites are terrified that democracy will work too robustly. After the Russian collusion hoax, two impeachments, the Hunter Biden laptop stories, the staged Kavanaugh hearing, the Jesse Smollett con, the Covington kid smear, and the Rittenhouse trial race frenzy, the people are just worn out by the leftist hysteria, but also weary of how the left gains power and administers it. If Biden were polling at 70% approval and his policies at 60%, the current doomsday would be reassuring us of the health of the system. They are fearful and angry, not because democracy doesn't work, but because it does work, despite their own media and political efforts to warp it. When a party is hijacked by radicals and uses almost any means necessary to gain and use power for agendas that few Americans support, and let's face it, not many Americans support, especially this bill ballot can destroy America, then average voters express their disapproval. That reality apparently terrifies an elite. It then claims any system that allows the people to vote against the left is not people power at all. So basically, it is interesting how they constantly say that the insurrection was against our democracy. What about the shy of 2 million people that they have allowed in this country from the southern border? What about all the crime? What about the price of fuel? I have another article, I won't read it, that says in the year 2021, most likely cost the average household $3,000+ to deal with inflation. The average household, $3,000+ to deal with inflation in just 11 months of sleepy, sloppy Joe. How sad. With that being said, let me jump up for round number three, the 73 round. I'm going to go to Mr. Tim, Kilo Charlie 3, protect the Constitution in the great state of Pennsylvania. Mr. Tim, your final thoughts, please. Jesse, do you hear him?
Negative. Let me give him a whistle there. They take the Constitution. You're in there, sir.
Comment.
Okay, he'll be in there in a second, I guess.
The gentleman that said comment, your call sign, please.
Alrighty, thank you, W-A-3-T, Bill here in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Kind of stumbled across your frequency. I like you guys.
Well, that's good, thank you. I think you said Whiskey Alpha 3 Tango, correct?
That is correct.
Well, sir, let me put you in Ned Logger. It looks like I'm talking to William. I'm assuming you go by Bill. Every Saturday night and Wednesday night, 10 p.m., this frequency. The Liberty Net has been here since 1974, started by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Victor, and unfortunately he's a silent key, but W1WCR, you are welcome to join us.
All righty, well, usually I'm not up this late, but I will be retiring in 7 months if everything works out right and Sleepy Joe doesn't take everything away from me as a single elderly male, which he's trying to do. So I will be listening. I will try to come down here on Saturday nights, and it's great to have people like you out there on the airwaves. Because we hear some crazy things, but you know, amateur radio is mostly to the right, which I like. And I guess that's why I enjoy the hobby so much. Okay, I'm going to sit back and listen. Thank you very much for letting me make my comment. WA3T, Coopersburg, PA.
All right, sir. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. I'm just thankful that you found us, and I will be putting a QSL card in the mail that basically says hi and thank you for being with us. And I'm assuming the address in Coopersburg is correct.
That is correct.
All righty. Well, thank you for joining us. I've got you at the bottom of the list, so you'll be the last person I shout out to when I get done. But I'm going to go back up and start our 73 round. Let's see. I'm at Mr. Tim, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Nothing heard, Mr. Jesse. Let me go to you. Kilo, Golf 4, Zulu, X-ray, Charlie. Mr. Jesse, your final thoughts.
Hey, well, thank you, Bob, and thank you everybody who called in that tonight. It's been an honor to be here on this day, and God bless each and everyone for your participation. I tell you what, it's great to know that there's so many like-minded people out here tonight, and we all need to remind ourselves what it's all about. And the young man before us just mentioned how ham radio has changed a lot in the last several years, and it's becoming a great deal more of an asset than most people would never realize. So keep up talk, all you amateurs. Hey, well, I got something off Gateway number. So this is KT4ZXC. Thank you, Bob. And the Saturday night looking at.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I wanted to mention this, Bob, before I forgot. When people are going to the net blogger, I wanted to mention this because a lot of people are checking in, but they don't really type anything in or make any, you know, if you want to make a comment or something, you can go to the AIM messenger there, and it brings up the other window just for the chat area. So until they get the real chat mode activated on Liberty Net Radio, this is how we've been communicating back and forth, ladies and gentlemen, and all the utility listeners out there. So anyway, I wanted to bring this up, Bob, before I forget, and this is going to be a great time tonight, and I wanted to, and this also I thought was appropriate, 14 GOP lawmakers signed a letter to the D.C. Mayor, Brian Bowser, to fire the deputy warden, Landerton, who allows the torture of D.C. political prisoners. There are currently dozens of Trump supporters identified and detained without trial at the D.C. Gulag. The corrupt D.C. judge will not allow these men to be to put are beaten regular, abusing the D.C. guards by the J6 protesters. And the D.C. judge, let's see, make sure I'm not getting this off the place. Anyway, the man has been allowed no bail of any kind to beat regular. The J6 protesters have been beaten and beaten by the Trump-hating guards, in which inches of their lives. The deputy warden is raging leftist who regular tweeted viciously attacked at the Trump supporters, Kathleen Landerton, I get it right here for a second, Bob, and is deputy warden at the D.C. Gulag. So, Lassiter even tweeted about how she wants white Republicans to go extinct, and yet she is a white. I can't believe these people would turn on their own kind the way they are. These people are just evil. Anyway, this Landerton is allowing Trump supporters to be beaten, and this is just cannot continue, guys. The abuse in the prison guards has been overwhelming and well documented now. So there is 213 Republicans in the current
117 pounds of Russian Hindus and 221 Democrats in the 117 pounds of representatives. And on December 16th, the Republicans signed a letter to Washington, D.C., General Bowser, demanding she fire her far-left deputy warden, Landerson, after news broke about the extremist beliefs and torturing the prisoners. Anyway, where are the rest of the Republicans and the Democrats? Are they okay? I mean, we have nothing. With this vicious treatment of the Washington, D.C. prisoners on Republican lawmakers' run this week, are they
that weak where they will not stand up against this?
Well, I'll tell you what, the way it's looking, they are not doing anything to help these people. And I want everybody to take a moment and pray for these people that's locked up and need to live in prison. That is my final thought, Bob. Thank you for running that tonight. Thank you, Larry on Tennessee, and FYC, John, good to hear you, and Mr. Gary, J.H., and everyone else who's been here tonight. And God bless a safe country. Back to you and Bob and the Saturday Night Liberty.
This is KG4ZXC out of the Greater Tri-State of Pennsylvania, young in Port Williams, South Carolina. Back to you, Bob. Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZXC. Well, I wrote my two congressmen, my two senators, I should say, and said release the January 6th prisoners. It is against their constitutional rights. And I wrote to Jim Jordan, who is not my representative, but we see him a lot on Newsmax and even on Fox. And I said the same thing to him. He is a true American, Jim Jordan from Ohio. So right now, I have to honestly say, I think my 11th District House of Representatives is a black female who don't like whitey. So, you know, what good is it going to do writing her? So, let me see if Tim came back. Kilo Charlie 3, protect the Constitution. Mr. Tim, are you back?
Yeah, Bob, sorry I'm here. I had to step away for a minute. Some family came over to visit, and I just wanted to say hello. So, I am back. I've been back about 5 minutes. I missed most of what was just said, but to what you had to say about the prisoners that are being held unconstitutionally, I agree. They need to be released. So with that, I'll send it back to you, and everybody have a great evening. I'm going to be signing off now. I apologize for not being here the last time you called me. KC3, protect the Constitution, back to net control. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Roger, Roger. No apology necessary. It's good that you were able to break away and speak to that friend or family. Thank you, Tim, for being with us. KC3PTC, KHAY. Down to Mr. Clint in the great state of Michigan, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, your final thoughts, over.
Okay, Robert, hope this works good, and I'm hoping that PTC, the Constitution, is still there. I just switched antennas. I'm hoping maybe this works better for me. And hopefully PTC is still listening, because I have an article that, well, not really an article, but something he may be interested in hearing here. There's it's a Trump supporter and an activist by the name of Philip Anderson. He says that he was there at the J6, January 6th protest. He says that the Capitol Police killed Roseanne Boylan. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she was, she actually was killed by the Capitol Police before Ashley Babbitt, okay? And he knows this because he was next to her when she died. He was holding her hand when they killed her. And Philip nearly died himself because they were beating on people. And some of the Trump supporters were actually able to grab Philip Anderson and drag him out to keep him from dying anymore. But he had his front teeth smashed out. I don't know if you guys have you heard of this guy at all or not. But I follow him on Gab, Golf Alpha Bravo, Gab. And his little bio, he says, he's the king of free speech, leader of Team Save America, shamed for stopping riots, front teeth knocked out by Antifa for standing up for free speech, and then banned off social media the very next day for peacefully protesting big tech and being a real victim. And he says that he plans on running for Congress to save America and the American people from the Democrats. And he says America first. And the reason why I'm hoping that Protect the Constitution is still listening, because he made a post 5 days ago. And here it goes right here. He took a screenshot of a lady by the name of Julie Kelly. I'm assuming she had this on Twitter. And she says, breaking. Judge Hogan today ordered release of 3 hours of Capitol surveillance video from inside the West Terrace Tunnel on January 6th. Now, if you remember, they were not releasing any video whatsoever. The judge has ordered it to be released, these 3 hours. That was the scene of the fierce battles between the cops and protesters in the place where Roseanne Boylan died. And he posted, he said, to Philip Anderson, he took a screenshot of that. He put it on his Gab account and he posted, "We did it." Jim Hoft, and I believe Jim Hoft is the CEO of Gateway Pundit, I believe. Jim Hoft and I beat Nancy Pelosi and the Biden regime. The entire narrative the Democrats are running within the January 6th committee is about to get completely destroyed. Then he says, checkmate, profanities, MF, okay? So, good news there. The videos have been ordered to be released, at least what was it, 3 hours? At least on that one entrance. I'm sure, I thought I heard 6 hours were ordered to be released earlier. But maybe some common sense will prevail here a little bit. Anyways, with that, I want to, again, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to you guys by then, have a wonderful Happy New Year. Who knows where I'll be. I might be at work. Won't be able to be back out here. So, anyways, God bless everybody. 73, keep your powder dry. Merry Christmas. This is KC8EHR. Back to you, Robert.
Alrighty, Clint, KC8EHR. If I'm not mistaken, is that not the woman that they were doing CPR on and the Capitol Police picked her up by her limbs and dragged her away?
You're real weak there, Robert. Were you asking me if that's the one they're trying to give CPR to? Over.
I asked if that was the woman that CPR was being done on when the Capitol Police dragged her body away.
Yeah, I believe that's the same one.
Okay, I've seen part of those videos from Newsmax, because I know that they're concerned trying to figure that out also. So thank you, Clint. KC8. E-H-R, K-A-H-J-O-Y. All right, Mr. Moe, KD0, RSA. Mr. Moe, your final thoughts.
KD0, RSA. Well, thank you, Bob, for getting me a holler. Well, I haven't heard anybody talk about Russia and what's going on over there, and China and what's going on over there, and just what's going on in this country. Is just a cover-up to keep you occupied so you don't pay no attention to that and what have you. And we've got such poor leadership in this country that if anything happens, like Biden isn't going to do a thing because he's got bought off from China and what have you, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, because China will go in and take Taiwan, and they won't stop there because they want the Philippines, and they also want Australia, and they'll certainly try to take Japan, because Japan run them a pretty good race. before the Second World War. So just keep that in mind. There's a lot going on.
A lot more than this, what's going on in the United States.
But like I said, we got such poor leadership.
As far as I'm concerned, it's hard telling what they'll do over there, because no matter what Biden says or does, it won't stop them. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Bob.
Oh, wait a minute. If this is the last go around, you guys keep your powder dry, because you haven't seen nothing yet. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Bob.
Roger, roger, Mr. Moe. Yeah, we're obligated to protect Taiwan, but I don't think Biden's got the balls to do that. And then you're right, the Philippines is also a somewhat democracy compared to us being a Republican or a Republic representative. I'm not saying it right. We're a republic. But yes, the Taiwan and Philippines are somewhat democracy, and they're going to beat the drum and go over and try to take them, and Biden will sit on his thumbs, over.
Roger, roger. I agree with you.
All righty, sir. Mr. Moe, it's always a pleasure to hear you from out in Nebraska. God bless you. Have a good day tomorrow, and I'll look forward to hearing you next week when we do the Wednesday night. So with that being said, let me jump down to Mr. Gary. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha, and an X-ray. Mr. Gary in New Jersey, what do you have for your final thoughts, sir?
Okay, Bob, KAA-JOY-WB2-JAX. Okay, very good. Moe's right on the money. Yep, the Ukraine and Taiwan. Shit-the-pants Joe Biden, the fool that we have for president. He bailed out on Afghanistan so he can pump more money into the Pentagon for the Ukraine and Taiwan debacle. Anyway, the Tractor Supply, I'm going to check on that myself there, Bob, to see if I can get myself the $7. Anyway, most people don't take enough vitamin C, D3, zinc, and magnesium, and a halfway decent B complex. If you take something like that and have a fairly good diet, you shouldn't have to worry too much about COVID, even if you do get it. A lot of people get the COVID and don't even know it. That's why testing's a bunch of bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Anyway, January 6th was a contrived, another full-fledged, another FBI, CIA, NSA operation, and people fell for it, unfortunately. Last thing I want to say is there's more of us than there is of them. You got to think of the fear factor. I don't fear mostly any cop that pulls me over. I have my hands on the wheel. I got gray hair, and I got a ham radio license plate, which makes us all, whether you want to believe it or not, we're in the civil defense part of, I'm not sure if that's the right way to say it, but we can help like we have in history. If there's a catastrophic event, we can communicate with the Red Cross, the cops, etc., on and on. KAA-JOY-WB2-JAX.
Roger, roger, Gary, but you know what? A lot of our young police, especially the young ones that I work with, I was the only amateur radio operator in my department of 24, and most of the young people that I'm with have no idea what amateur radio was before I explained it to them.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that very clearly. Anyway, you know better than anybody. Over.
Well, it's you're right. I have been to two major incidents in my career, and both have involved tornadoes that literally leveled cities. And the only communication was a bunch of ham radio operators sitting in their vehicles every two blocks in this city for a week or more until they got communications back up. So we're the only group of people that have radios and enough equipment to talk to each other and help in an emergency like that.
Roger, there's the one in Granada, if you remember, the ham radio, the student in the medical school, he was feeding back the information from the Cubans, you know, that big operation against the Cubans in Granada.
Wow, I wasn't part of that, and I did remember that, yes. Well, again, if you're not doing anything wrong and you're not trying to resist arrest, the law enforcement aren't even going to know you're there. So that's a good thing. Thank you, Gary. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-Ray. Thank you for being part of the Liberty Net tonight. Let me go down to Mr. Russ, KK4WX. Mr. Russ, your final thoughts on the 73 round.
Okay, but Robert, KAA-JOY from KK4WX, Southern Georgia. This is to Jesse. I'm sure he can hear me because he's been wall to wall, as the old saying goes, he got tall here in South Georgia all night. He is really sounding good. And I thought, Jesse, you said that you were remoting him to a station in South Carolina. I would like to hear you elaborate on that. But also, Jesse, I appreciate you letting me know about this AIM window and NetLogger. I didn't know that's what that was, but I just found out, as you can see, Red, I sent you a little hello. So now I know what that is, so there we go. That's good. Jesse, did you say, KG4ZXC, did you say you were remoted into a station in South Carolina tonight? Is that right, over?
Russ, KK4WX, KG4ZXC, return.
It's a big penis.
South Carolina, setting the station up for remote, and we're
going to
keep it this way. So
you shouldn't suck on it. You would know that.
During these crazy times. So,
I'd love to talk about it. I'd love to take it falls and all.
Contact.
Okay. Okay, good deal. I don't know if somebody's, is there a picture in there, or?
No, there's just some guy that wants to suck on Jesse's penis, but we'll just let him go.
Yeah, I
want
to
come over there and suck your cock.
Okay, Russ, take it away.
I don't know, somebody's in there talking. I don't know, he's real low, and then we got a KDA0 or somebody that was breaking in. Robert, did you get that? Over.
It's somebody that's just being obnoxious, so you just go ahead and ignore him, Mr. Russ.
Okay, good deal. Okay, well, let's see, Jesse, you got that thing sounding good. Always putting out a good signal, even when you're up there in Pennsylvania, so, good deal. Well, I wanted to touch on, something real quick here. I just mentioned it. I would say it's not necessarily concerning the United States, but, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid it is, because it's in our hemisphere. So, this was quite alarming to me, and I haven't heard anything hardly said at all about it on the news. And maybe none of you have heard of it. But it's just here, I'm reading an article. It says, Chile elects a 35-year-old leftist, millennial, Gabriel Boric, as president,
among the world's youngest leaders. It says Gabriel Boric, who leads an alliance that includes Chile's Communist Party, wins the presidency. At 35, Boric will become Chile's youngest modern president when he takes office in March. Are you believing that? Chile has elected themselves a communist president. A communist president. Isn't that something? Where is the,
I don't guess the Monroe Doctrine. You could do it.
You can't even enforce that. I mean, the people elected them, and I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. It's just the same as if we elect a communist president here in our country. What can we do? But it is alarming, and I don't know. It just goes to show you the times are changing. People are, they think socialism is the way to go. So I'm going to stop on that and not continue on. You can look it up. I'm sure you can search it on the computer and find out more information on it. Anyway, but the other bit of news going on this weekend that was quite alarming to me, I'll read it here. I think this is from the Blaze. It says, after 4 days of deliberation, a Minnesota jury has found former police officer Tim Potter guilty of first-degree manslaughter and second-degree manslaughter in connection with the April 11th shooting death of Dante Wright. Says here, Wright's death became national news when body cam footage of his arrest was released to the public. In the footage, Wright, who was being detained after a traffic stop due to an outstanding warrant, began to struggle with the police and managed to successfully free himself from police and got back into the car. Wright was unarmed at the time, but according to the testimony of officers present, was attempting to regain control of the steering wheel and possibly flee in his vehicle. In the body cam footage, Potter could be heard saying, quote, I'll tase you. Talking about, her taser. Says, I'll tase you, closer quote. Says, followed a few seconds later by, quote, taser, taser, taser. So it goes on and says, Potter then shot Wright with her firearm and said, oh, S-H-I-T, I just shot him. And says, Wright then drove off and struck another passenger car about 500 feet away. Officers attempted CPR, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. So here we go, folks. A Minnesota jury convicted her. Now, I mean, anybody in the right mind could just hear her own body cam footage of her saying that she's fixing to tase him. You know, that had to have been a mistake. As tragic as it is, but what's even more tragic is, when are these people going to learn to obey the police? When are they going to stop struggling? When are they going to stop trying to flee the scene and resist arrest? If this young man had just been cooperative and done what he was supposed to do and cooperated with the police, nothing would have happened. Absolutely nothing, except for maybe the warrant would have been exercised as it should have been, and he would have been taken to, a jail or whatever, and probably it would have been let go in just a matter of hours, the way they're giving bond out, left and right, which hardly kind of bond whatsoever.
Robert, I believe you've been a testimony to that. So this guy struggled and he resisted arrest, and what happened? He lost his wife. It's the same thing of what happened to that guy up there in Atlanta. How many others? This guy that happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This George Floyd or whatever. I mean, it's just, what is it with these black criminals, they don't want to cooperate, and then they wind up getting in trouble, and deadly force used against them, and they wind up losing their life. Nobody wants to see anybody die. Nobody wants to see anybody get killed or whatever. But you've got to respect the authority. And I'm going to tell you, when the police comes to me, if they came to me and they said, put your hands up on top of your head or whatever, or behind your back, and don't resist arrest, and while they're putting their cuff on me, I certainly wouldn't try to go struggle and then jump in a car and go and run over somebody. So, having said all that, I'm going to say one more thing, because I can't talk very long. My voice just goes to crapping out on me. But maybe a lot of people's going to see my comment here as not so good, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is where that I sometimes wonder why they put women in a position of that most men should be in. I mean, obviously this was a male criminal here, and then they got a woman in there, and women and men are just not made alike. I don't have a problem with a woman being a police officer. I think they should have women police officers to take care of women. To take care of women, but not necessarily get involved with the men. It's happened time and time again. They get overpowered. They struggle. They obviously, women have a tendency to act on their emotions. They really do. They happen to act on their emotions. And, the adrenaline's flowing and everything here. So here she mistakenly grabbed the wrong firearm, and she thought she was grabbing her taser, and as a result, this is what happened. But I think she should have never been put in this position anyway, and I think she should have been restricted to dealing with female, assailants or criminals or whatever you want to call them, and leave the males to the men officers. So that's my comment tonight, Robert. I thank you for running the net, and it looks like my voice made it to the very end, barely. KAHJOY from KK4WX, over.
Well, thank you, Russ. KK4WX, KJY. I will comment on women have a good place in law enforcement, but you are correct. They are inherently not as strong, and there's times it goes really bad when they are the lead officer. I've seen it. I've had women in my agency. The guys are always trying to protect them because some big old truck driver would just as soon slap her in the face as listen to her commands. And as far as the young lady in the in that incident, Ms. Potter, I couldn't figure out how she confused that Glock for the taser. And then I found out that in that area, they have the old original tasers that are black in color, just like a firearm. Today, the new tasers are bright yellow, and when you turn them on, there's two red LEDs. One, it would have been at his chest, and the other one would have been like at his leg or his nuts. So there's two bright LEDs that come on with the new style tasers. But the one that she was carrying was the old style that looks just like a firearm. So that is where I believe the mistake was made. At best, that was an involuntary manslaughter because, of course, she did not want to kill him. It was his life was taken, but it was truly an accident. But that's why there's no people waiting in line to take those police jobs. It's very hard to fill the jobs, over.
Yes, and, you know, you made a good point there, Robert. They did say over Newsmax, I was hearing them say that, you know, this is just going to create more problems and put doubt in the minds of more police officers out there who, in other words, they're going to really think two or three or four times before they even start to use excessive force or whatever have you. And that could be very, very dangerous, you know, and possibly detrimental to the police officer. I mean, you know, so on top of a lot of them, they're just not even really going to want to be police officers. A lot of future candidates, they probably won't want to be officers because, if you can't even... use excessive force or whatever to deal with these guys, criminals and whatnot. I mean, what the heck? I mean, you're putting your life on the line, and then you're going to wind up in prison for the rest of your life there, over.
Roger, roger. And over the last 2 years, 2020 and 2021, it has been record number of law enforcement officers that their life has been lost. But nowhere does the media make a big deal about that. It's just like, well, that's what they signed up for. Well, you know what my response to that is? Well, if you're going to be a criminal and you get shot and killed, that's what you signed up for.
Amen. Roger, roger. I agree. KK4WX.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Russ. KK4WX, I appreciate your input. Last on my list, second to the last is Larry. I'll at least yell out to you, Mr. Larry, N for RFQ. Any thoughts before I move on? Nothing heard, so last on my list is Mr. William in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Mr. William, are you still with us? Whiskey Alpha 3 Tango.
Alrighty, Robert, can I have your call sign one more time?
Roger, roger. My call sign is Kilo Alpha, the number 8, and the word joy. Juliet, Oscar, and a Yankee.
Great call sign there. Actually, that's where I'm from, in the 8th region. So, I haven't liked to do it here yet, but I've actually been taking notes the whole time. And where are you at? Oh, Richfield, Ohio. I drove for Yellow Freight out of Richfield, Ohio for 5 years and one wonderful day to get my Teamsters tied in, and that did me absolutely nothing. But here I am over here in Pennsylvania there. So anyway, I've been taking notes from everybody, and I could get up my soapbox and double it up, triple it up, and everything like that. But we'll just keep it short tonight since I'm a newbie here. But, you know, I'm 65 years old, or will be in January 7th, and there's been two great presidents in my life. One was Ronald Reagan, and the other one was Mr. Trump. But let's go back to Mr. Ronald Reagan. If you guys go to the RNC speech in 1964, which means I was 11 years old, or 7 years old at the time, what the man said, I have his whole speech written, printed out, and posted on my bulletin board in my office. And when I have customers come in, if they don't like it, they can get the hell out. That's what I tell them. And you know what? I probably have 1 out of 100 customers will go, I don't agree with that. And I said, well, you know what? Get the hell out. So, you know, I'm kind of glad I'm on the short end of the stick. Somebody says something about chili and getting communist
dictator there. Yeah, these snowflakes, they just don't know what they're doing. They really don't. They want everything for free, and it just ain't going to happen. And, yeah, Robert, I'm kind of going through, looking at everything you got written here on your QRZ page there in Kent, Ohio. I live in Akron, just south of Talmadge. So, you know, we were kind of neighbors back at one time. Anyways, let's get back to politics. You know, the Democrats have been kind of controlling what they want to. It goes all the way back to Jimmy Carter, way, way before him. But my history when it goes back to Jimmy Carter, you know, he did two things that really gave us turmoil in this world. One is he made the country bilingual, which I don't agree with. You move into the country, you should speak English. There's 52 countries in the world that require that is their first language. And all the other countries, they all go along with it. You want to fly an airplane? Anywhere in this world, you have to speak English. And that's how it should be. Number two, he changed the FCC rules to where at one time he could only own 12 broadcasting stations. Jimmy Carter abolished that. So, you know, they're taking a little piece by piece by piece. And like I said, I worked for Yellow Freight, which was a union company. I also worked for a man that was on the opposite of the union company, not as a driver, but as a company man. And they basically said, let's take out this word, and this word as a contract. And within 8 or 9 contracts, it would be on their side and not on the driver's side. So, yeah, that's where it all goes. You know, I got 2 or 3 pages here, but I'm not going to go through it, Robert. Maybe next Saturday night, I'll continue on my soapbox. But, hey, I am definitely all on your side. It's a wild, wild world we live in, and, you know, where it goes from now, you know, we just got to stick to our guns and do the best there. But, you know, this has happened before. You know, let's look back at history, and that's what the Democrats are trying to get rid of, is history. And we don't want, we don't need that to happen. We have to remember history. We can't abolish it. And if you listen to that Ronald Reagan speech from 1964, I believe that man picked it out right then and there. Alrighty, catch you guys later. 73, 78, 18, 19, 19.
Thank you, William. WA3T. I'm curious, are you driving for a company over in Pennsylvania, like Ford Trucking or something?
No. Actually, I left truck driving when I was 34 years old, and I got into the trailer manufacturing. And I'm going to pat myself on the back. I am a vice president of one of the largest trailer manufacturers in North America.
Well, let's see. East Manufacturing is over here in Ohio. I know there's Great Dane, and I know you're not part of Hyundai, so are you going to say the name or not?
Alrighty. Well, it's a very, I started out with Ravens East, Benson, Mack. I know all those guys. I started out with Trailstar, which is now owned by Mack Draven Appliance. I work for a company called Reitnauer, and I say the largest trailer manufacturer, which is kind of correct, but we got to put it in sub-context, which is we make aluminum flatbed trailers, so we're the leading manufacturer of aluminum flatbed drop-deck trailers in North America.
How cool. All righty. Well, I just clicked on your page. I'll have to go through and look at it myself. And again, thank you. Thank you for showing up. We will look forward to seeing you again on next week.
Alrighty, I'll try my best. I am involved in a few little social clubs over here where I got to do what I got to do as a volunteer for the fire club, but yeah, we'll do our best, and if not, you will catch me in the future. And hey guys, everyone out there, thank you for being on our side, and hopefully we'll regain it back in 2022. WA3T, 73 from PA.
Well, that's our hope. That is our hope and pray. All righty, William, thank you. WA3T. All righty, I'm at the bottom of my list. Does anybody have any last-minute thoughts or additions before I close the Liberty Net? Nothing heard, so let me thank Paul. Thank you, Paul, for recording and putting it on libertynetradio.org for us and especially sending me the recordings, and I'm sure Marty. Thank you. Mr. Ted, a friend of mine here in Akron that often records, I'll thank him for listening and possibly recording also. And with that being said, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the founder and a silent key, Mr. Victor, W1WCR. And to the participants tonight on the Liberty Net, KC3PTC, KG4ZX in the C, S4XYZ, KC8EHR, KD0RSA, WB2JAX, W2GIO, KK4WX, N4ROQ, and WA3T. Thank you for each and every one of you for being here. God bless you. May the Lord be with this great country. We need it. May the Lord bless our first responders and our nurses and our sailors, soldiers, marines, airmen, and coasties. They're all important to keeping this country free, and that's what we are as a free nation. With that being said, 73s, look forward to you Wednesday night when Mr. Jesse will be your moderator. This is KA8JOY.
Very good, Bob. Thank you for running the net. You've done a great job, and everybody out there. God bless, 73. KG4JC, Bob.
All righty, Mr. Jess. Merry Christmas again to you. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Roger.